Hello, this is Pastor Deborah. It's good to see you again, or rather, have you here listening and learning as a student and a disciple. We're getting into the next episode of the wonderful series of the Love Is Here podcast show, A Voice of Light in the Darkness, The Oppressed Spirit. You may not know, but I have other Love Is Here podcasts. One is called Silent Cries, where you will hear true stories of me and the people that I have been helping throughout my life. There's another one, King and Kingdom series. There's a lot. So you keep following, listening, and studying, and you'll spiritually grow. This is going to be episode number 30. Of the oppressed spirit. We had been working through what is an oppressed spirit, and I got this teaching from my master teacher, who I listened to for many, many, many years, and read all of his books, watched him in live church service from the Bahamas Faith Ministries. That was Dr. Miles Monroe. He grew up in the Bahamas. When he was a young child, the Bahamas was a colony of England. So he knew what it meant to be a colonist, where you learned your government's history, which was England, not Africa. You wore English clothes. You spoke English. You had a governor there in your country that used to live in a pink house in the Bahamas. But when the Bahamas declared independence, the governor had to leave. They're still connected to England, but they're not a colony of it. England's not responsible for it. They're sort of on their own. And from his teachings of the oppressed spirit, this podcast has come. And we were talking about how God had hoped that we would grow up and become a tree of righteousness that would prove our success and victory as a king ourselves from and in the kingdom of heaven. And we had been talking through that was our true self, to be a king from the kingdom of heaven spiritually. And I had asked you, what makes a person successful in the kingdom of heaven on earth? So you have a spirit who's inside your soul. And your soul is out of your biological brain that's in your biological body. We are three in one. We are a physical body. We are a soul. And we are a spirit. When one becomes valuable as a fruit-bearing tree of spiritual righteousness, that's what we've been talking about, full and overflowing and always growing more and more wonderful sweet spiritual fruit of the Holy Spirit and all of His spiritual fruit from the tree will be served or ministered to all humanity. Sometimes people will take your fruit of your life, your stories, your words, to others. Maybe like sending a video from YouTube in an email. You get sent. You're taken. But other people will sit and watch your YouTube video or listen to your podcast themselves. They're picking the fruit of your life from your words themselves. So here in episode number 30, we're going to pick up with this theme of being a righteous, fruit-bearing tree of spiritual righteousness. But before we begin, let's have a quick prayer to ask God of the kingdom of heaven to give our ears so they can hear. You know, you can hear but not hear. You can see but not see. You can have information come in and not understand. Even though your biological brain hears the words, doesn't mean your mind understands. God always talks to us in deep messages. He can talk through weather and nature and animals, circumstances, dreams, all sorts of ways. even through music and art and culture. You can hear him if you're listening. So, dear God of the kingdom of heaven, help us to hear what we need to hear, to understand what you are trying to teach us, and help us to become a tree of your spiritual righteousness on earth, as you always desired. Thank you. The fruit that we're to produce from the Holy Spirit can only be spiritually produced by a spiritual person, our forever person, who is not spiritually, emotionally, mentally, physically oppressed by oppressors. And thus their will would be spiritually free. If your will spiritually is not free, and you are being controlled by others, then you're not a spiritually fruit-producing, righteous spiritual tree. When you are oppressed, you can be oppressed physically, say in prison or jail, tied up. You can be oppressed in your thoughts, your emotions, your hopes, your dreams. And you can be oppressed in your spirit. Usually your spirit is oppressed by the lust of the flesh, the lust of the eyes, and the pride of life. Because for a long, long time, your spirit is one with, married to, a part of your soul. And what your soul feels and does affects and leads your spirit. And that's sad. But there is hope for you. And we'll get to that in a little bit. One also can only spiritually produce mature, spiritual, sweet fruit if your spiritual heart, that's your mind of your spirit, is not proud, or you don't have a haughty spirit. Yeah, your spirit can be prideful. It can have an attitude. I've seen them. But that they are not nice at all. When one discovers and learns and successfully lives a spiritual life, which is separate from your life of your soul and your physical body. Do you know that one night I was sitting at my table after going to church, powerful service, powerful. I was eating something and watching TV, and all of a sudden I saw before my eyes my own self, my spirit, rise up out of my body, look at me by it, and say, I don't eat chicken, that stuff that you're eating. And I don't watch television. What did I just see and hear? I saw my spirit tell me, I don't live in your world. I don't eat the food that you eat. I don't watch television. My spirit, once it was separated out, had a spiritual circumcision of Hebrews 4:12 from my soul. My spirit was free and could no longer be oppressed. But I had to learn that my spirit and my soul and physical body were different. And my spirit did not live in this earthly world of the natural. It lived in a world, the spiritual realm. But I learned that you can have a prideful and haughty spirit. They are not pretty. You've seen them in the natural. When one discovers and learns and successfully lives a spiritual life of a king of the kingdom of heaven, producing mature spiritual fruit of the kingdom of heaven by the power of the Holy Spirit, people will be drawn to your spiritual words, to you, to listen to you. They will like what you have to say. They will call you for help because they will be receiving from your life the sweet, fragrant, spiritual fruit of righteousness. And they will be receiving from the kingdom of heaven. All through your spiritual words. And when I'm talking to you here, I'm in two worlds, the spiritual realm and the natural realm. And when that happens, you're not a fake. You're not an imitation. You're not plastic. You're not lacking power. People don't like fakes, you know. But they will stay around you for many different reasons. But they truly and honestly don't like you. Why would that be true? Because one is not sure what they are going to be tomorrow. You might always be changing, unsteady, having no integrity, breaking your word, your promises. Or sometimes your promises are made in darkness. And you get paid for your promises. Because you want to be rich and powerful. You want a legacy. Or maybe you're threatened. Who knows? But you don't keep your promises. But when one spiritually knows, truly spiritually discovered, who the Most High God says one is to be spiritually, and what you are to become, what you're spiritually to produce out of your spiritual life. And what is that? It's the image and likeness of Christ, the living Word, Himself. As He did on earth through His dirt body, which was called Jesus. And He still, Christ, is working today. A lot of people get things confused. They don't see the spiritual part in the dirt body. They don't understand the difference. Christ was showing us our example and pattern of what we should look like, sound like in the earthly world. By being a true and real spiritual reflection of the image and likeness of God the Most High, yourself, that is what makes one spiritually valuable to God, the Most High, the King of Heaven, and for His spiritual purposes, for His kingdom of heaven on earth as it is in heaven. Yeah, we're supposed to bring Kingdom of Heaven's government, laws, spiritual righteousness, truth, light to the earthly world. That was the pattern. And we were to shine out and be a tree of righteousness, showing the world what the King of Heaven and His territory domain look like. It was sort of, Dr. Miles Monroe would say this, the unseen in the scene, that's the biological body, on the scene, that was the earth, would reflect the unseen, that's the Spirit of God, through the unseen, our spirit, to the seen world. I used to get confused when he talked like that. But not anymore. Once I listened to it and understood it, God had put us here to reflect the spiritual realm in the third heaven. There is a second heaven that is around the earth. It's not our atmosphere or our sun. That's all natural. But we were to reflect the kingdom of heaven, all of its laws and righteousness and truth through our spirit, through our soul and biological body, out to nature and animals and other humanity, even to the sun and the wind. I've spoken to thunder and waves, animals, flowers talk to me, bugs talk to me. We are to have a deep spiritual relationship here on earth. Even nature is to see that we are a tree of spiritual righteousness from the kingdom of heaven. And I want to end it right here. That's a lot to consider. Whew. I have a lot to learn. I don't like to go too fast and too long. Go back, listen over and over. I'm sure if you get on YouTube, you can find these lectures by Dr. Miles Monroe of the Bahamas Faith Ministries. He was at the Leading Edge Leadership Conference. And God had me watch it over and over and over and over and write down word for word. I read most of his books that he wrote. Him and his wife, Ruth, are now in heaven. They were in an airplane crash many, many years ago. He was my mentor. He taught me about how the kingdom of heaven needed to be here in me and through me on earth. He was excellent. He did have some issues. He got into the prosperity gospel, which is the word of God was to there make you physically wealthy. He did get rich. He sold a lot of books. He traveled all over the world. He taught. He was an excellent teacher. Because he had that experience of living in a colony, he understood kings and kingdoms. And God used that to teach the world about us spiritually. That we were supposed to be a king from the kingdom of heaven on earth and bring that government to this colony called Earth. Our governor was the Holy Spirit who lived inside of our spirit, and he was to change our culture, our language, our laws, inner spirit, and help our spirit, who had been trapped in darkness of another land, another kingdom called the Kingdom of Darkness under Satan. And we had to learn spiritually how to be a son. That means offspring, doesn't mean male or female, of the King of Heaven, his child, and to learn about the rules, the laws, the nature of the Kingdom of Heaven spiritually, then transfer that out to our soul. So our soul, which is in our biological brain, in neurochemical form, will not think like, act like, feel like just a person, a human, that has no spiritual connection. We had a long way to go. We were prisoners of our soul, prisoners of darkness and ignorance, and we had to have a freedom. And so we had to learn that we had been oppressed. We might still be oppressed, but we needed to be set free. And Dr. Miles Monroe from the Bahamas Faith Ministries helped me to become free of this oppression of the soul and its way of thinking. I came out of religion. I came out of so many different things. And I became a citizen of the kingdom of heaven. All right, I'll talk to you in the next episode here on the podcast show called Love is Here, a voice of light in the darkness, the oppressed spirit. All right, talk with you later, and you learn and grow. Bye-bye.